The Indians continued their dominance Tuesday of the Twins in Minnesota. Carlos Santana would have a big night. The Indians would slug 5 home runs.
Here's the pitch.
And he hammers one high and deep to left. It's not will it, it's how far. And it looked like it made the third deck.
Salazar's 1-2. Swung out and missed. He struck him out again. Alan Busevitz has done a nice job since coming on until that. Edwin Encarnacion pounds one to deep center field. Buxton's out of room, but he leaps up and robs him. Oh, what a catch by Buxton.
The pitch to him. Swung on, hit a ton. Deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone.
He's going to get the fastball away.
And he blew it by him.
10th strikeout of the night for Danny Salazar.
Swung on, smoke to deep right field. This ball is gone. A 2-run home run to right, Santana.
The Indians win their 5th in a row, taking the opener in Minnesota by an 8-1 final. Cleveland is 8-0 at Target Field this season. The Twins fall 6 games out of first place in the AL Central. They've been outscored 56-16 at home by the Indians this year. The Indians take the first game of the series in Minnesota by an 8-1 final, winning their 5th in a row. And afterwards, here's Indians manager Terry Francona on the win.
I'll tell you what, he did pretty good. You know, no walks, and he was missing bats, and I think we felt like that was important coming in. Just, you know, they were so hot, and you know, we really stressed to him about being aggressive early. And he did a really good job because, you know, with us, we were looked like maybe it was going to be a frustrating, possibly, you know, we're stranded runners, we had guys on, didn't cash in. But because he held them down, and then our offense clicked in and, you know, we got the homers and then we spread it out, that's a good way to play.
We talked about Kip last night, that bats that he had didn't show up other than the double, but the home run was pretty good.
Yeah, he's getting closer. And it, you know, it might take a little time, but, you know, we've all seen what he can do when he gets going. He can kind of be a force. So we just got to give him some time and, you know, try to protect him a little bit too. And that's what's so nice about Gio is he's so good defensively, you can do things like that.
How much you hope you can continue to ride this Edwin hot streak as long as
I mean, that would be, I hope it goes to the end of the season. We're a different team, you know, when he swings like that.
Just think of Buxton's campus. Edwin almost would have two today.
You know what? It doesn't surprise you anymore. I mean, we see it on highlights when we're not here. We see it when we're here. You got to try to hit it somewhere else.
How about Santana in that last at bat, hitting one out the other way?
Yeah, no, that's he has swung the bat well here in the past, and the first one he hit, you know, just to get the game tied, you know, it feels better. He's always been a second half hitter.
Pretty even, but against lefties this year, he's pretty consistent.
You know, we got him to kind of face lefties, but you're right, his splits have been fairly even, and it's really helped us because he's played more than just against left-handers out of necessity and the fact that he's doing so well. And he's gotten some really big hits for us.
Jason Kipnis hit 1 of 5 home runs the Indians hit on Tuesday at Target Field and talks about the power display.
I mean, these are some big games right now, so it's nice to be able to contribute. The team feels good right now. Up and down the lineup, everyone's contributing. I mean, it's just finally nice to have one of the hits.
Well, you know what, though? Yesterday, and I know this is hard. I got to say this the right way. This is hard for Twitter and hard for the real world to see it. You had 3 good swings yesterday, and then you hit a double at the end of the night. Can you get that feeling from what happened in Fenway to bring that here when you're at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, trust me, we want results just as much as the fans do. We know that in the end that's all that matters, but when you get to a point in the season, I'm not going to be sending any career marks this year. I mean, so it's right now my job is to not look at the results. My job is to process, to make sure I'm getting better swings and better at-bats, and I agree. I thought yesterday was a step in the right direction, hopefully, and I carried it over today, and we're going to hopefully start seeing some more.
But that doesn't matter if you guys win the World Series, right?
I care less about my numbers or anything like that if we win the World Series, but I can make it easier on some of the other guys and help this team do it, though.
True. Speaking of that, what has Danny Salazar meant to you guys over the last 5 starts? And tonight, it looked like a pitcher, not just a guy throwing hard.
You know what? And that's what we actually were talking about. We'd like to see a lot. He wasn't at his normal 96, 97. He was at 93, 94 most of the game, and pitchers know right away, first, second inning, if they don't have their true stuff, they're going to have to pitch that night. And I thought he did a phenomenal job. And you'd like to see our starting guys to go out and compete with whatever they have that night, and he definitely did that.
The pitching matchup on Wednesday has Carlos Carrasco throwing for Cleveland against Kyle Gibson of the Twins.